We're beginning now Simin Tof Nun Aleph. That's Dine Hagolas Kalim, the halachas of Kashrin Kalim. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, the first part of the Sif will be discussing not the actual kashering of the keli, but we'll discuss an earthenware type of pot, which cannot, we'll see, be kasher usually. And we'll be discussing cleaning it and putting it aside for Pesach. That's the first part of the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Kideiros Shel Cheres, if you have pots made of clay, earthenware, Shnishtamish Behem Chametz Kol Hashana, these pots were used for Chametz the whole time, the whole year round. Afilu Oysam Shoysim Behem Daisa Umini Kamachim, even if you have these type of pots that they normally make, Daisa is the oatmeal and the farina, the hot cereals, Umine Kamachim, and flour products. In other words, he's saying these pots really have chametz absorbed in the walls of the pot. They're really, really used for chametz. What do you do with such a pot? Mishashifon heitev, you clean it well. Be'inin shelo yehei chametz nikar behem, you clean off the pot well up to the point where there is no recognizable chametz on this pot. Oh, so we're discussing that. The issue is like this. Chametz which is absorbed is not a concern. It's not an issue. We're not saying you're allowed to use a pot. All we're saying is that since it's not recognizable, there's no iser. The Torah or Chazal never put an iser on that you shouldn't see, which we can't, the chametz which is absorbed in the pot. So that's what we're saying.
So it's not an issue.
In regards to putting it aside, it's not an issue. We're not going to be using this pot on Pesach.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to use this pot on Pesach. We're going to clean it well, remove all the chametz that's in the pot, that are on the pot, and then we're putting it aside. Yes. If any chametz is discernible, that is it, right, we want to remove. If it's this, in regards to using the actual pot, we'll get to, that you can't do. That's, of course, a big no-no. Then he continues the Mechaber, Umotu lahashoyson la'achar Pesach. This pot can now be kept in your possession until after Pesach. Lishtamish behem bein b'minoy, bein shelo b'minoy, and to use it for whatever you'd like. What do you do with this pot? Matznion b'Pesach b'mokom tsunua. You put it aside during Pesach, and I know for all over Pesach, b'mokom tsunua, in a safe, private place. She'eino yiragi leilich sham, that you're not going to go to that place over Pesach, kidei shelo yavoi lishtamish behem Pesach. And this way, you won't come to use it on Pesach. We don't want to use this on Pesach. Oh, exactly. You can get to that. Very good. Excellent. Very good.
Tie the
right. You tie the cabinets or tape it up. Yeah, that's exactly right. V'toiv, he says here, the next line, v'toiv the sogram becheder, it's appropriate to lock the room where you put these pots in and to put the key in a different place. You don't want to leave the key right in the door, right? Or in the regular spot where you normally keep the key, as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, because then you'll just take the key and unlock it, and before you know it, you forget what's going on. Right? How many times do people open the refrigerator like, what do I need from here, right? And we forget.
The kids too.
Oh, well, let's not get to that, you know? Then they might have to put a bolt on it for the, you know? Okay, now we're going to stop here with the first part of the Mechaber, and then we're going to see the Mishnah Brura, and then come back to the next part of the Mechaber. So the Mishnah Brura is discussing here the kideiros, these pots which were made out of cheres, earthenware. V'hu adin ka'arois shetashmishon al yedei eiroi ukli sheni gam kein dina hachi. The Mishnah Brura is introducing to us that if you have not only these pots, but also if you have plates that were used, eroys, when you pour things into the plates, uklisheni. Klisheni is the second vessel. What's a second vessel? Just basically when you want to make a coffee, you're right here by the urn. The urn where the water is cooking is kli rishon, the first vessel. You take the cup, then you put the water into the cup. Now that's the klisheni, the second vessel. Okay? Gamkin dinahachi has the same halacha status as we just discussed by the kli cheres, that you have to be cleaned up and set aside. Shel cheres. V'hu adin shar kelim she'enim shel cheres. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in Sifkat and Beis, number 2, that let's say you don't want to kasher the kli. You don't want to kasher it. What are you going to do with this chametz stick of kli?
Put it away.
But step one is make sure you clean it well.
Yeah.
Right, correct. So he's telling us here, also, other type of kelim. So why did he say only kli cheres? He said kli cheres because a kli cheres cannot be kashered. So since I cannot kasher it, he's talking in the normal expression of the metzias, the case, where I can't kasher it, I'll clean it up and put it away. But if it's a metal kli, normally you could kasher, you can kasher it. So maybe I'll just kasher it. But he's saying, no, all kelim in the same status. V'adin shar kelim, other kelim as well. She'enim shel cheres, which are not made out of cheres. Im einay roitzil hagilon, if you do not want to do hagola, which we said is to purge it, to put into boiling water, oy lelabnon, or to bring it to fire, a blowtorch, or anything like that, gam kein efshe b'hai takanto, you can also come to use this solution of l'shashifon, of cleaning it well, ulekayimon ad achar Pesach, and to keep it in your possession until after Pesach. Elish diru b'hoive, rather, we're just talking about a normal scenario where if it's kli cheres, you can't kasher it. That's why we're talking about kli cheres. The bishar kelim, because by other kelim, metal items, kevon shiyesh lehem takona. Since there is a way to kasher the other kelim, einu oisekein, we usually don't just clean it off. You'll kasher it. Ela magilon o melabnon ukid lekamei. Rak, what do? You kasher it. You put it in the water, or you put it, or you do leaven to it. Sif cotton gimel shenishtamish behem. So we're talking about these type of kederos of cheres that were used for chametz. The kelim chadoshim shekoyne me'ashuk. Afilu kli cheres. Now, if you have new types of pots that you acquire, you buy them from the marketplace, even if they are kli cheres, ein sarich lesapek behem shema nishtamshu boy. There's no reason to suspect, to be concerned that they were used. Why is that? Because they're a brand new item and you bought it from the marketplace. It's not the custom to use a new kli cheres. So if it's a new keli which is made and then they sell it on the marketplace, and even if it's a kli cheres, don't be worried. You could use it. And if it's a metal kli, if it's a metal item we're talking about, what do you have to do first? Like any metal item, to toivel it. Not kashering, toiveling. Now it's an interesting case because this is not what we do today, of course. You don't need, when your wife says she needs a new pot, you're not going to go on your neighbor's door, your non-Jewish neighbor, and say, can I buy your pot from him? He'll think of something else maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be thinking. Okay? So, I don't know what's going to go on through his mind. So, that they are definitely new. If you would buy a pot from your neighbor, like we said we don't do today, then you would have to do hagala, you would have to kasher it, because we assume it's a used pot, and it's treif.
And
look what he says, look in the brackets, very good. Umilvad mashit tzarech letovlan. As Avram Gadali mentioned, besides kashering, you also have to toivel it as well. Now, let's say a person goes ahead and he would buy this used kli, pottery, from the person, from the non-Jew, and then he tells us to the Rav tells him, well, you know what you could do with this now? You could smash it. That's what you could do with it. It's tzarech shvira. You have to break it because you can't kasher it. We'll see the reasons later on. Sifkan dalet, kol hashana, we're saying that these kalim were used for chametz the whole year round. V'adin, afilu nishtamish behen chametz toich ha-pesach. Even the same halach would apply, is even if you use this pot, if it was used for chametz, even toich ha-pesach, dai b'diyeved, b'shivshiv heitev, umutul ha-shoyson ad achar pesach. What you would do, the same scenario, you would have to clean it well, and then set it aside until after Pesach. K'mavur le'el b'reish simen topim zayin. Uberprimagodim if fakbeik, primagodim is has an issue with im bishel behem bishvi'i shel Pesach be'eretz Yisrael. If a person used this type of pot on the seventh day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, oy bishmini shel Pesach ledidon b'chutz la'aretz, or on the eighth day of Pesach in chutz la'aretz, be'oyd shakli ben yomai, when a kli has been used in the past 24 hours, we've learned this concept of ben yomo, a ben, the son of yomo day, which means that this utensil, this item, has been used in the past 24 hours. So it's the taste of whatever is cooked in it is retained in the walls of the pot, since it's within 24 hours. Shaloi lishtamish boy, that one should not use such a pot like that, because it's all these issues, there's ben yoma as well. Sif katan hay, afilo oisum shoisum hem daiso minikumachim, even these types of pots that are used for real 100% bona fide chametz, kaloimai. The oz heim baluim harbe chametz. Then, if you use a pot like this, like you were talking about, when it's oatmeal, is a designated pot. Every morning they have the hot cereals. I know in yeshiva, right, they had a few different options for breakfast they would give us. You have your massive, big pot, you know, a lot of bachrim there, a lot of people learning yeshiva, of oatmeal, or another pot of farina. This is the pot they would use every single morning. So in the kishkas of the pot is the chametz they could taste. So even these pots, afilu oisim, she'oisim, kolayim, da'oz heim balum harbi chametz, v'im yivashil behem, achar ha-pesach, bevadai lo yeshishim negdom. And if you would cook with these pots after Pesach, you definitely wouldn't have 60 times opposite what's absorbed in there. Afilu hachi mutter, it's still permissible. V'hatam, the reason is, the anan kaimulan, the chametz l'achar Pesach min ha-toyer is mutter. V'einoi oser ela mishum knosa de konsu chachomim alman shehishe chametz. Now, this is what Pesach mentioned earlier, his question. Really, chametz after Pesach is permissible. Comes along, according to the Torah law, chametz after Pesach is permissible. What that means is, let's say you forgot to sell a box of donuts, and you find it in your freezer. After Pesach, from the Torah law, from the letter of the law of the Torah, after Pesach, you make Havdalah, you take it out, let it defrost, you make your mezonos, enjoy. However, the Derabbanan law came in and kicked in and said, no, it's called chametz she'over lav haPesach. Chametz that was in your Jewish possession over Pesach, and it's forbidden for you to derive any benefit from it. Now, that only applies to discernible, to real bona fide chametz. But chametz which is in the walls, the taste which is absorbed in the walls of the pot, there's no knas on that. V'leikonsu ela ala chametz shu be'enei. The knas is only on the chametz which is discernible, which is recognizable. Avama alma shebalua b'kli leikonsu. But that which is absorbed inside the pot, they never made a knas on. V'lefichach, therefore, mutter afilu lechatchilo levashe behem acharkach. Then that's what we're saying, that you can take this pot that has the oatmeal absorbed taste in this walls of the pot, and after Pesach, it's not called Chamesh Ovlav Pesach, because there was no knas on the Chamesh Ovlav Pesach in regards to the walls of the pot. So what do you do?